Lines. Kum lena blad gemara up to have lama beis amad aleph, and we were learning about that people have recriminations to the Eibishter, like Moshe Rabbeinu. That why is it Elyon Avi? Why is it that the reason why we eat in sin is because you gave them a Yetzer Hara, and we gave three different examples. One from a lion. A lion does not roar unless it has plenty of food, and one is from a cow doesn't roar unless it has these seeds, and one is a prince doesn't sin unless the father gives him all this money and places him above his zaynus. And the Mefarshim say already that these three mashalim are each one it represents somebody else. The lion is the aid of Rav, they're vicious, and the reason why they sin is because he made things good for them. The parah is the yidin, the bnei Yisrael. A parah naturally doesn't gore, is not a vicious animal. But if you place them in a certain way, they will become, they will start goring, they will start being wild. That's the parah. And an Aaron HaKohen is like the prince, because Aaron's the one who made the eagle, and he is the prince that you gave him all of these things. And what do you expect? So we're up to here the last line. The Gemara concludes. We brought a number of psukim which says the same thing, that when things are going too well, sometimes the Chas V'Shalom they forget the Eibishter. So we're up to the third line of the wide line, and the end of the line. Acknowledge to Moshe. It says the Kesiv hid Basi Lahem V'Zav Asu Labal. So he said clearly, I gave them all of this abundant wealth, and this is what happened. Go down, descend from the mountain of the Eagle Azov. My leich reid, go and go down. What do you mean leich reid? Just say reid. So the slach says that leich is loch. Loch reid, you have to go down from your level. No, you have to go down. Reid megdulascha. Reid megdulascha. Loch reid, you have to go down from where you are, from your high madregas, because it's all your fault. Klum esad lo gedola b'shir Yisrael. The only reason why I made you such a good is because of the Eden. V'achshu Yisrael chatu at the lomali. What I need you for? Miyad toshet koicha shal moishiv lo hi lekoicha dabar. He lost his ability to speak. Kima shama, but as soon as the Eibusha said to Moshe Rabbeinu, hard of me many, let me go of Ashmedim so I can wipe them out. So the Eibusha is sort of telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you have me in your clutches, so let me go. So the Eibusha gave, empowered Moshe.
This is a raya that the Eibusha spoke Yiddish.
Sorry?
This is a raya the Eibusha spoke Yiddish.
Yeah, what's the raya?
Heruf, oh. Heruf many.
Very good. Obviously, I have control. Miyad omad v'nischazik b'tfilis davening a big shrachmi. He started asking shrachmi. Moshe l'moshe caused him, and he was angry. While Yemakem Makik Doylin was beating him. While Yoyishal Fonev, one of his friends sat there, didn't know what to do. Misyadu l'emel davad. He's scared to intervene. Omad ha-melech. Il moli oiv izeh she'ev ha-fonev ha-raktich. If not for this guy sitting here, I would have done much worse to you. I would have killed you. Ah, omad ha-melech. So the oiv said, davad ha tolibi. He said to me, miyad omad v'hitzili. Saved him. Let me go, and I will let my anger go. I'll make you a large nation. When it was written, I wouldn't have written. David says, let me go. Sounds like I'm holding you in my hands. I'm not letting you go until you make a lead. That's what it sounds like. And only the Abishah can say that. And the Abishah told Moshe, I'll make you a large nation. When you get angry, there's nothing stands in your way. My descendants will only have one foot to stand on, that's me. Allah has come of a come. It's only my schus you're saying it. I surely won't be able to stand. I'm embarrassed for my ancestors. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Ach, so you say, Ru Parnas. You want to see what leader? You want to know what a leader is? Shehem mid aleim that the Eibishter appointed. Bikish gedul laatz. Well, bikir leim lachemim. As soon as he was told that he says Sheikhad, as soon as he was told that you'll have your descendants will become a new nation, he stopped asking lachemim. What do you call? So he, you know, how subjective can it be? So the Gemara says, he started davening. Rabbi Lozman Lamech, Amo Moshe B'Tchilah, Negev Baruch Hu, Ad Shehechleyu, that he davened to the Eibishter until Hechleyu, until he begged him and begged him to let go. Rabbi Amar Ad Shehofel, until the Eibishter was Moichel, the Nedek Siv Hachem. The word Vayichal means Moichel. Oh, here it's Vayichal Siv Hachem Lo Yachel Devor, that you shouldn't desecrate your words. But Amar Hu Ein Moichel, Avol Achein Moichel, other can know your Neder. So that's what he did. Shmuel Amar Lamech, Shemoser At. The word cholol that he's ready to die for them. He's ready to die for them. Erase me from your name, from your chumash. And what do we know? That this story happened in Parsha Tetzaveh is Moshe Rabbeinu's name that I mentioned right after Parsha Kesisa, right after the story of the eagle. So Avadi Yeshu says a very nice thing. He says, why everyone asks, why Tetzaveh? So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Im ayin mecheni na mesifrecha." He said, "Mesifrecha is two words, mesifer chaf." The 20th parsha, and the 20th parsha, you start from Bereishis, is the Tzadla. That's why he said it in the Tzadla. And someone else says that Tzadla has 101 psukim. Moshe's name, if you spell it out, and the hidden part of his name equals 101. So Moshe Mem. How do you write Mem? Mem Mem. So the second Mem is 40. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. So the second part, Yud Nun, is 60. 60 and 40 is 100. And Hey is Hey Aleph. And the Aleph is 1. That's 101. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you know, take away my hidden part from me. Anyway, but I want to say, Melamed, Rabbi Moshe from that good book, Rabbi Shloilam, Chul Nilach Maske, that was this. Pasnish for you to do something like this. Vechal Moshe, Pnei Hashem. Tanya, Lord, Rabbi Shloilam, Melamed, Rabbi Moshe, Betfili, Davon, that good book, Achi, Achaste, Achila, he Davon, today, Bishte, until he was grabbed, seized by Achila. What do you mean, Achila? What's he seized by Achila? I'm Rabbi Loza, Eish, Shalat, Sam, he got sick, he got fever in the bones. Maya, Shalat, Sam, Maya, Ashashad, he got me. I'm not sure what he's adding here. Fever in the bones. I guess it was a sickness that everybody knew then, called the Ashash Ligami. So then the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eibishter, Zechoyle Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Avadecho, remember them, Asher Nishbatu Lehem Boch, they sworn you, my Boch. What do you mean they swore to you? Moshe Rabbeinu, if you would have sworn to them, Bashamayim of others, heaven and earth, you see, I would have said, Kishem Shashamayim of others, Betalim, just like one day there'll be bottled, Kach Shwasim, also Yeshua could be bottled. They're creation, and 6,000 years the world will end, so therefore, your promises also are all temporal. You swore in your own name. Just like your name lasts forever. Yeshua, you can't wiggle your way out. It has to last forever. And he said to the Inyan Gimet Yisrael. And he spoke to them. This is what you said. You spoke to the others. He said, you will multiply arba zarachem kikoichu ha-shemayim. I will multiply you like the stars in heaven. And the chol ha-odis lez ha-shemarti, and all this land that I said will be yours, I will give to your children. First of all, what ha-shemarti that I said? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this to the Eibishter. So what do you mean Eibishter? He's saying to Eibishter ha-shemarti that I said. He should have said that you said. Asher amarta mi boyle. You're right. The words Asher Amarti, the Eibishter took over the conversation. He said, Yeah, I acknowledge that. Asher Amarti, I did say to Rav is that. Both of his Moshe, Elakacha, Moshe, Gishbaruch, Rabbanishlam. The Vodim Shamarta Li, the words that you told me in Pasha Shmois, Lech Emor Lehem Yisrael Bishmi, go tell the Eden. Halachta, I went, Vamarti Lehem, and I said to them, Bishmicha, your name. Achshaman Yermelem. What am I going to say to them now? Says in Potavite, Moshe Rabbeinu says that people have built the Yichel as Hashem, but the Eibishter does not have the capacity to bring these people to Israel. What do you mean Yichel, which is a feminine? Yochel Hashem beboile. Should have said Lashon Zohar. Because generally everything in Tehillim is Lashon Zohar. Oh my God, Baruch Hu Moshe, this is the Eibishter of Moshe. How like what? Eibishter of Moshe, look. They all, I skipped a line. Comes at this role, you're chickening out. The goyim will say, "Toshash koichay kinekeva," that you're weakened, and like a female liver, you can't bring us into this role. That's why they built the choilus Hashem. How can anybody say that? What do you mean? All the miracles that I portrayed, you know, in the yam. It doesn't mention the Makkas. The Yam, because the Yam was five times as much as the Makkas. See, Pare believed in the Eibishter, but he believed that every nation has their own Eibishter. And that's why if you ever read the Malbim and the Teda, he talks about how the three Makkas, the three sets of Makkas, and you look very close, you'll see, but the first set of Makkas, the Eibishter says, they'll know there's an Eibishter. The next set of Makkas, they'll say, they'll know there's an Eibishter down here in this world. And the third set of Makkas is, they'll know there's an Eibishter for the Eden, and different than everybody else. But basically, there was a number of steps here. One of them was a party said, okay, people have an Eibishter, but every nation has a different Eibishter. Okay, so there's a Moshe Rabbeinu says you're gonna prove them right, that you were only able to take over one god from one nation, but to fight the 31 gods you couldn't do that. So you're gonna prove their point. You can't withstand 31 nations. It says, I will forgive them exactly the way you told me. In the future, the Goyim will say, "Ashrei Talmid Sherabbi Moedir Loi." That people say, "Wow, what, how lucky is a student where the teacher acknowledges that the student is right." And the party says, "Ulam, however, Chai Ani." I swear me, Omer Abba Rav Yitzchak Malamin. What's the meaning? Omer Kosh Baruch Moshe. David says, "Moshe, Moshe, Chesioni B'dvarecha." Chai Ani. Now I feel alive. You gave me chayis now that I can save the Yidden and spare, you know, my covenant and everything else. You gave me chayis. You gave me life. And also, you saved me for all the nations of the world. They shouldn't have any disparaging comments to make about David. Said him, "Right, daughter, Rab Simloi, Rab Simloi, Dashim." First, you should sing the Ebeshah praises, and then you daven. We know that from Moshe himself. The Chesiv, it says, "V'schanon el Hashem be'esahi." You should daven to the Ebeshah at that time. The Chesiv, it says, "Hashem elikim atachiloisa lahazavadecha." He wants to daven. Look at the format of his davening. First, you say, "Ebeshah, you started to show yavadecha, God lechaz yavadecha, all these wonderful things." Hashemikel b'shemayim v'adiaskan ma'asech v'rosech. So the first thing is he praised the Ebeshah. And then it says, "Nachdem Ebron Ksibasrei Ebron Nove Eres Oras Atayva." Let me go in and see the land. A little difficult to understand because we had just yesterday in the Gemara we learned from Chana the format. How you have to praise and then you have to you daven and all that. So why? So we're bringing why the argument? Why did you bring Moshe Rabbeinu before we brought from somewhere else? Think about it. Simon Maasim Tzedaka Korban Koyin Tainis Manol and Barzel. Second one, Amar Rabbi Lazar, G'day L'Tfila Yosef. If you're going to memorize, no, these are actually not Rosh, these are words. These are, each word is a different subject. If you want to memorize the Gemara, this is the Tzurus Zman. Remember, Hirschsprung used to come and say, "Where does it say Chabad in Shas?" And one of Simonim in Baba Kama, that's where you started, in Achayvul is Chabad. We'll get the image of Shem in a couple of years, about 4 years' time. Amr Rabbeleza says, "G'day l'tfila yoisim and ma'asim tovim." That tfila davening is greater than good deeds. Than good deeds without davening. Not like good deeds. The way Tosafot learns is that if you daven have good deeds, or you just have good deeds, people say, "I have a good heart. I'm Jewish, but I have a good heart." That's good deeds. It's a whole different story. You daven and then you do these wonderful deeds. She'ein lo gadol b'ma'asim tovim yoisim Moshe Rabbeinu. There's nobody who pursued good deeds more than Moshe Rabbeinu, what he gave up to sacrifice for the Klai Yisrael. And Afa Pikein, Leinenu Abed Filo, when did Eibush to respond to him? Only when he davened. Shenemar. Says the Pasuk, Al Toysev Dabrelai, stop talking to me about this matter. And then it says, he told him, Alei Rosh HaPisga, go into the pocket, the summit of the mountain, and have a look. And you look around what's going on here. So we see it's only after Filo. No, since you davened, he asked me, I'll let you at least that. I'll let you go up the mountain and see. Because he gets Filo. Fasting is even worth more than tzedakah. My time is by giving tzedakah, it's your money, but when you're fasting, it's costing your goof. And this we had in Merbaka Wakama, that gedolim means chasadim more than tzedakah, because gedolim chasadim is begufay, could be ben begufay money, and tzedakah is with your money. And it's much easier to give money away than to give yourself away. A davening is even greater kabbonis, even though we said that davening is supposed to be predicated on as a substitute for kabbonis, but davening is greater kabbonis. It says in the pasuk, "Lama li roiv sivchechem yemer." The Ebrei said, "What do I need all of your kabbonis?" And uksiv, and then it says in the next pasuk, "And furthermore, I don't want you to daven for iskem kapechem." And if you're going to spread out your hands and daven, I'm going to cover my eyes. You already said you won't take out kabbonis. Why you have to then mention you won't take out davening? Is that that davening is even greater than kabbonis? So not only am I not going to accept your kabbonis, I'm not even going to accept your davening. So we see that davening is greater than kabbonis. Omer Rabbi Yechiel said, we learn an interesting thing from this pasuk. When it says in the pasuk, "Uforischem kapechem," when you spread out your hands, which part of davening do you spread out your hands? Birchas Kohenim. And it says, "I'm going to cover my eyes. I don't want to hear," because it says in the pasuk, "Yedeichem domi molo." Your hands are full of blood. So the Gemara learned that very important halacha, full of blood. We learned a very important halacha here. Omer b'yechim, kol koyin shaharig is a nefesh. If a koyin did any aveda, he can still duchen, unless he marries a grusha, whatever. But also, if he kills somebody, la yisas a kapav. If a koyin kills someone, he cannot duchen anymore. Shenemar says, yedeichin domi malaya. How can you spread your hands out if your hands are full of blood? The machlekes. There's a machlekes in the Shoinim. What if a guy does tshuva? If a guy does tshuva, he was a murderer, but he did tshuva. Can he now duchen? And there's another opinion. It's big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch as well. And there's another machlekes is when we say a murderer means he's a one-off or a constant murderer. And a murderer means manslaughter, or a murderer means deliberate. All different opinions. From the time the base was destroyed, the gates of heaven of davening were closed. It says gam ki ezek, that even if you scream and even if you shout and everything else, nevertheless, I'm going to close off the gates of heaven. I'm not interested. But even though the gates of davening were shut, that the gates of tears never shut. And then it says, however, even after he shut the gates, Hashem, listen to my tefillah, v'shavasi, my shouts, ha'azina, listen, el dimasi al techrash, v'shavasi ha'azina el dimasi al techrash. Please do not be silent to my tears. So we see a tears, the Abisha hears. Famous question. If the gate of tears are never closed, then what about having a gate? Why have a door at all? Just leave it wide open. I just don't have a gate. So the Chassidish Rebbe used to say that you have to know what to cry for. So the doors sometimes are used. If you cry for the right things, there's no gates. There's no, the door is always open. But if you cry for the wrong things, that gate's there. Rava, legoza tanisa biyema deiva. Rava would not daven or make a declare a tainus for a situation on a cloudy day. And not a cloudy day. Shneibet says sakoisa ba'anan. When it's a cloudy day, lech sakoisa ba'anan loch ma'avoy betfilo. When it's a cloudy day, I'm closing up from letting your tefillos pass through. What exactly does that mean? No. Yeah.
Because
the tinus is usually
because there's no rain. It's not going to make a
tinus
when it's
out.
Maybe it's
going to
rain.
What's the point there? Okay. Since the day the basement was destroyed, a metal mechitza partition descended between us and the Eibshah. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, Va'at and you, Kach l'cho, it says in Pasuk, Va'at and you, Kach l'cho, take Machavas Barzel, a metal frying pan, Venasata Oisa, place it, Kir Barzel, Ben Cho, Ben Ir, place it by the wall of metal between you, partition you and the rest of the city. So therefore, after Chubez Medosh, that was told by Cheskel, we have this partition. If you're Meidich and Yitzfila, if you daven properly, whatever you daven for will be fulfilled. It says, heard me even that time. Says it's not so, but we learned. Anybody davens long, and he looks into it, will come to heart failure. It says, if somebody is hoping from stretching it out, is will bring you sickness. And the Maita Kante, what is the Kante? Yasel and Taita, because it says further in that same pasuk, it says, the Eitz Chaim, but if you're holding on to the tree of life, Taiva Ba, your desires will come through. The Ein Eitz Chaim El Taita, what's the tree of life? Taita, Shneimer says, Eitz Chaim Hi, Lamachazing, but the tree of life is for those who are holding on to it. So is davening long a good thing or not a good thing? Like Kash, Hode Maidich, if you daven long, Ayin Ba, and you look into it, that's no good. Hode Maidich, Ayin Ba, what do you mean?
So Taita look into it means it. You see, did this happen yet? I daven for Parnassus. Did I get Parnassus yet?
Yeah, so exactly. So Tais has learned, Ma'idich HaRashi, but Tais has learned that Ma'ayim means you expect, you say to yourself, I daven well, therefore I expect that whatever I daven for should happen. If that's your attitude, it's not going to happen. But if you're not Ma'ayim, but if you're not, at this point, you just daven to Abish and you ask, and it's a mitzvah to daven to Abish and ask Abish for help. But you don't take anything for granted. Now you're waiting and hopefully Abish will give you what you want. That is all right. And then Tais explains that even though we have a number of times in Shas the word Iyan Tefillah, they don't always mean the same thing. Here we're talking about a bad Iyan Tefillah. We're anticipating that definitely your Bakasha will be fulfilled. Other times we say Iyan Tefillah means look into the words and teach Pirush HaMilas, understand the words, what you're saying in davening. That's a very good thing. I've told you what we learned. Arbo, Tzich, and Chizuk, there are four people that need constant support. Eluhen, Teide. When you learn Teide, you need constant support, Chazin and all that. Umasim, Tevim, and good deeds, you don't take them for granted. Tefillah and davening, and derech eretz, working. Rashi says that if, for example, if you're a tradesman, then you need to continuously practice on your trade. And if you're a merchant, you need help for your merchandise. And if you're a war, you need a support. If you're a mercenary or you're a soldier, you need support for that. He says you be strong and be brave. So chazak means strengthen, teide, and amatz means be brave with ma'asim teivim. Tefila davening minayin shneur says kavil Hashem chazak v'yamis lebechel kavil Hashem. Says a number of times kavil, and you want to hope. You want to hope to Eibishter. You know you're davening is v'yamis lebechel. You have to chazak v'yamis. You have to strengthen yourself. That ached is work minayin, hainav by work shenemar, because it says in pasuk chazak min is chazak ba'ad ameinu, strengthen for our nation, and Eibishter will do whatever you want. Says the Gemara about Tamer Tzia in Yishlaim said, "Azavani Hashem, the Eibush has forsaken me. If Hashem Shachani forgot me, Luchayda, isn't that redundant? Hainu Azuba, Hainu Shchuli, he's forsaken me. He forgot you. Obviously, it's the same thing. What are you telling me?" Says Gemara, "Rabbi Shlokish, don't get into words. Rabbi Shlokish, who actually had a lot of agadas to say. The Shlokish said the Eden said to Eibush, 'Beinish Leilam, Adam Noisa Isha Lishtei Deshaina. A guy's married to a woman, then he marries a second wife." That even though he's a second wife, he still remembers all the good things of his first wife. Ata, but you, Azav Toni, that you left us, took on the other nation of the world, you're nicer to the other nation, and Vishchach Toni, and you forgot us even as your first wife. You never divorced us. You just, you know, completely relegated us to our back seat. The angel said to her, Biti, my daughter. He calls Eden here my daughter. Because we're comparing us to the wife. Yud beis mazalos barosh yivkei. You say I forgot you. I created 12 constellations. I call mazal and mazal on every constellation. Barosh yivkei. I created shloishim chayil, 30 different battalions or groups of constellations. I call chayil chayil barosh yivkei shloishim legion, like 30 legions. Each one of these is the name of another kind of a group of a battalion of soldiers. Different names for different strata, different kinds, different levels of soldiers. Yeah, I call gister gister. For each group, I gave them 365,000 stars. Can I give me a chama? For the days of the year, and everything I create in the whole world, but Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael, everything's for you. And you accuse me of forsaking you and forgetting you. The whole world is here for you. It says, "Right, hatishkach isha ula merechem." Will a woman forget that which came out of a womb? Amar Gerbaruch klum eshkach. So we touch ula from the word oila, carbon oila. You think another thing? David said, "You accuse me of forgetting you." Klum eshkach. You think I'll forget oilas ve'elim upitir chamim shekrafta lefanei b'midbar? You think I'll forget all the wonderful things you did for me in the midbar? Because it's considered zochaiti lachesed nurai. The greatest thing the Eden ever did was following Moshe Rabbeinu into the midbar. They went with no food. They went with nothing. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Let's go." They went. It was total obedience. Which other group of people would have done that? Gone out to a midbar with no, you know, no food, nothing else, only because Moshe Rabbeinu told them. So David is always saying, "I remember all the things you did in the midbar." What do you mean, oilers? So he did oilers, there were oilers in the base of Midrash as well. Why is he only remembering the oilers in the midbar? Because there was something spectacular. The whole devotion Eden had to David. Omru lefonu b'yishlaim, so now you didn't get scared. So you remember the good things we did, maybe you remember the bad things we did. Maybe you also remember the eagle. There's another pasuk, certain things I forget. Omru lefonu b'yishlaim, maybe forget the good things, like we went to Har Sinai, we accepted, we said Har Sinishma. Omru lefonu b'yishlaim, certainly I don't forget. It says the pasuk, I'm eagle shikachena, v'noich le'eshkach, something I will forget, something I won't forget. I'm going to forget the eagle. I want to
selective memory,
which is how it should be. I once heard a beautiful word from a Rav. I can't remember who or when or where, but the Rav said that the Torah starts with the letter Beis. You know why Torah starts with the letter Beis? Because life is all about relationships. Obviously, so on everything else, it's about a husband and wife. Life has to be like the letter Beis. Beis is it's closed on all sides. Only the future is open. You're only supposed to see what goes on ahead. You're not supposed to remember, "Oh, you said this to me 3 years ago. I remember still, you know, that insulting word you said." On the other hand, the Beis has a little bit sticks out backwards. A little bit you're supposed to remember, so only enough to make sure it doesn't happen again. But you should only focus on the future. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. This Rav was saying before. He was saying also, you know, people saying, you know, the Holocaust, how can we start again? He said the greatest Holocaust that ever happened in Jewish history was in Eden left Mitzrayim. 4/5 of the Jews were wiped out. This Holocaust in Nebuch, a third. There was 4/5. And yet Eden started. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do as soon as they said, Oz Yosher, the first thing he said was, not I'm going to sing now. Guys, things are going to get better. We are going to sing songs together, you know, and even though it went through the back thing, you got to be a base. You got to always look forward and sing. Because things are... Yeah.
How can I be made of Shem Omri? Say something
new. Right. Okay. Part of it is with my father. So you can say the name of my father. Okay. Not the base, but the Oz Yosher. How do you know? Amrei Shem Belevi Makros and Pasik. Ashrei Yosher is. Sorry, says the Mishnah. Chassidim, the first Chassidim, they will wait an hour. Sometimes in the Gemara says Shoah means a ked, it means a minute. Sometimes it means an hour. Here it means literally an hour. An hour before, an hour after. How do I know it means an hour? Look at the Gemara says it. First of all, how do you know? Amrei Shem Belevi Makros and Pasik. Ashrei Yosher Visacha. First you sit down. And Tesis says over here a very interesting thing. Look at Tesis. Koyden Tvilosim Minayish Ashish Vesecha. If you look at Tehillim, it starts from Tehillim David. Why do we say Ashish Vesecha? It says Tesis, Lefichach Tiknu Leimazeh HaPasuk Koyden Tvilo David. That's why we added on in Davening these words, Ashre Yoshe Vesecha, Lafuke Mahanu De Omra Ashre Harbe. So, you know, to exclude those who say it a lot of times Ashrei. We only say it once because, and what do we say? There's a lot of other words that start with Ashrei. Ashrei Yoshev Yisrael, when you daven, the first thing is you got to sit down and learn a Mayim Chassidus, get your head into the right space. Like we said, ain't no even spiral to the favorite race. And then, you daven.
What does
it
mean that you shouldn't say too much Ashrei? I've heard
the same Darizal. It says in the Zohar. The big machlek is if you're davening a double Shmonesra, if you should say Ashrei in between and others by Mincha. You know, some say you say, but the Shulchan says you say, then the Zohar says you shouldn't, because you shouldn't say too many Ashrei's. Anyway, let's continue. And Haino afterwards, and after davening as well, it says, Ach Tzadikim Yoyed L'Shmecha, and then Yeshu Shemelech, after they sit down for an hour, to adjust and acclimatize back to Elam Hazah. Tanya Mabalanim is Pazah Yishrach, and Kenji was an hour before davening, Mishrach, and after was an hour afterwards, Kenji was an hour after Vesecha. And Lach was an hour, Nechsiv, Ach Tzadikim Yoyed L'Shmecha, Yeshu Shemelech, Panecha. Tell them what we learned. Chassim, Mishrein, Mishrein, Shorach, and Mishpalin, Shorach, and Vechoiz, Mishrein, Shorach. The question is, Ach, Ash, Shoyed, Teacher showed BM. It seems interesting. It wasn't just Shachris. Mincha was the same thing. And Maile was the same thing. It's 3-9 hours a day. They daven. It's Teiros and Hechem Shtameres. What about the Teider? Umelacht and Hechem Nasir. When are they going to get a job? Elamutuch Shachris. Sorry? Yeah, but even if they learn, Chassidus. What about Nigla? The bracha, there will be a bracha in the world. They work for 5 minutes, they'll succeed in whatever they have to do. And the Teda, they still have to learn, but it'll be mishtameres. We'll see more in the beginning of Koshal, not Koshal. In case of Mavorch and Chilgan, the Babylon, Yerushalmi, if it's Teirosim mishtameres or Teirosim mizbareches. Here's Teirosim mishtameres. You still got to learn a Teda. The nest will be that you won't forget it. I feel I'm Melashayel, but I wish Shlomo Leishavenu. Even the king asks you for peace. Don't answer. I'm going to be Eishel. Leishon, the Malkish, all the Jewish kings, the Malkish, the Goyish kings, please, you have to stop. Mace asks a question. I'm Mispal, but Ro, and his book, and he saw them, a strong guy coming towards you, Koidi, Ro, Koid, and book, and he saw a wagon coming directly at you, Leyeh Mafsi. Don't stop, Shlomo Leishavenu. Mekatsev, Oila. Try to make it quickly as possible. And here we just said you should walk away. Lekasha, if you can hurry up, fine, hurry. If you can't, then you stop. Tell me, you learned. Ma'i said bechassid echad. There's a story. The chassid we learned already. Every time the chassid, either Rabbi Yehuda ben Babba or Rabbi Yehuda bar Aloi. So he mispalled, but he was davening on the road. Shmoneser, the boss side echad, an officer came along and greeted him. Lehechiz leshalom, but didn't respond. Hemtin leachas same to us. They said the officer waited until he finished davening. Lachas same to us. He finished davening. I'm like, Eiko, you pushed the kelev. The chassid said, Ask him. Raki shalom lechor. Shmoy nafshach says you got to guard yourself. I gave you shalom, greeted you. Why didn't you respond? I could have killed you. Obviously, it was he felt that he wasn't going to. Otherwise, pekuach nefesh is a shaila if he's allowed to put himself into such a situation. Yeah, for sure. And he had patience. He wanted to hear his answer. Im ha'yisi chaytech roisha b'sayif. I would have killed you. Me hoyu tevei a dumb thing. Anybody me yodi? Would anybody come and say, "Hey, you did the wrong thing"? Give me a minute and I'll respond. I'll respond with logic. That's the question. If you, an officer, were standing before a human king, and your friend comes by and greets you, would you have responded in front of the king while your king is talking to you and say, hey, or you're talking to the king, turn around and say hello? No. And then he asked him, let me ask you, if you would have responded in front of the king, what do you think the king would do? I mean, this utter disrespect. They were decapitating me. You stand in front of a king. Today he's here, tomorrow he's somewhere else. And look how scared you'd be. Kach anisha yisi oimiv mel machlam machlam bachas with the ebishu chai v'kaim la'ad lo'im ilam malachakam. Surely I gotta be careful. Miyad nispayit esad, that sad, obviously was a mensch, and he was appeased. The nifter oisir chasad lebeitzir l'shalom. He went on peacefully. I feel not going to cover the snake, it's wrapped around your leg, you don't stop. I'm going to show you the snake. I'm going to act as a scorpion, poison, because they're dangerous. He fell into a lion's den. Aim Eden, Lo Shemesh. We don't automatically assume that he's dead. But Nafala Chafira Malay and the Choshim Akravim, if he fell into a boy that was full of either snakes or scorpions, maybe he can rather say he's dead. So you see, snakes are dangerous. Shani Hossam, the Agav eats it some because he's pressing them. You're standing there, Maski, they're going to hurt your back. If you see a bunch of cats, I was there. You should stop Shmanessa. The Torah about you, Machikin Mishur Tam Chamish Mama, from an ordinary tame cow, you should distance yourself, be smart and be wise, and distance yourself 50 Amis. Or the Mishur Muad, from a goring cow, 3 times, Kimla Einov, as far as your eyes can carry. Torah Hirameh, Reish Turda, Bidikula. If a cow is eating from a basket full of food, he's in a good mood, Solikla Igrik, run up to the upstairs, to the attic, Vishodi Dargimatusa, get rid of the ladder, because the cow can get wild. And therefore you have to be careful. How much more? Hani mi libishar shachar. That's only talking about a dark cow. They're the one more wild. Ubi yoyim nissen, in the rain season. You know why? Bipnei shahasot in the spring when spring starts. Mishah sotn merakel ben kanov. Remember, there was no grass, nothing growing. He had no fodder, and suddenly now the grass starts blossoming. He's in a great mood. When he's in a great mood, he's dangerous. Again, yesterday, but, you know, ain adi noyim and all that. Or short. So I'm going to learn my sibmok. There's a story in the play. Show you Orud. There was an animal called Orud. An Orud, the Rashi says, is a product, a crossbreed from a snake and a frog. No idea what animal that is. What it would be? Menachosh
v'hatzav. Maybe it's like a lizard of some sort, like a goanna.
Yeah, okay, could be, yeah. And it seems that it's very dangerous. But your mazik believers are endangering everybody's lives. But the other Bechimidosh, who was an unbelievable tzaddik we had before, the whole world is fed on him. Om Malahem, Hedali is Chudo, show me the hole where his cave, Heru is Chudo, show him the hole, Nosan, Ikwa Piachud, he places his foot on the hole, Yatza, and this Orod came out, the Noshchoi and the Bitter Chanimidosh, the Mace Oisa Orod, and that Orod died. Now, Rashi says that there was a tradition, it's from Yerushalmi, that after you get bitten by an Orud, whoever reaches the water first will be saved. If the Orud reaches water first, then the person will die. If the person reaches the water first, the Orud will die. And the Abishter made a nest right next to Rabbi Chanin Daisa. Suddenly a little pond formed. He put his foot in the pond, and the Orud was killed. So I once heard, maybe some of you, no, the Slach said it, I think it's Slach. Why is it... If the Abishur already named Nissim, why bother making a pond that has to put a foot in? Just make a nest that he won't die, and the other will die. So he said, from here you see, the Abishur only makes Nissim to those who are Mishtadl. You got to do something. You place your foot in the water, Abishur make a nest, the water will be there already. But if you don't lift a finger, as Abishur used to say, put one finger in cold water. If you're not prepared to put that one finger in cold water, then the nest is not going to happen.
In a bucket of water, I'm not thinking that.
That's another question. Nutley al Ksefer, so he took it on his shoulder. They viewed the birds made some medish. Amalem Ru'u Banai, look, my kids. Ain't Orud Mamis. Orud, look, I'm alive. Elachet Mamis. You're vulnerable because you're sinners. But Oisa Shah Amru made a declaration in the town. Oilela Adam Shapoga by Orud. Woe is to a person who ever comes in contact with an Orud. Abba Oilela Orud Shapoga Rachid Bedaisa. Woe is to an Orud whoever meets a Rachid Bedaisa. We're up to the Mishnah King tomorrow, Mitzvah.